Hey, this is John Jonas, and I have on the phone with me Lisa Schwartz. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I am, John. Hello.
Great. So this is really cool. So I was talking with Lisa through email about something else that's on my blog at jonasblog.com, and she ended up in the end sending me an email saying, "Thank you so much for the replace myself stuff. I have four different people that I've hired, and we've built these sites, and it's taken this long." And I wanted to talk with her about it on a recorded call because some of the things that she has done successfully are things that I get questions from people about very often. So, that being said, Lisa, I would love to have you introduce yourself, give a little bit of your background, why you're doing this, what you're doing, and then we'll get into answering these questions.
Sure. So Lisa Schwartz here, and I have been studying internet marketing for some time now, about 6 to 12 months, and recently decided to undertake it more aggressively and utilize a higher volume blog building strategy whereby I could build a lot of blogs very quickly and monetize them with affiliate programs and hopefully make some money from them.
Awesome. Okay, so I know from our conversation you are, you live in Silicon Valley. You have a job,
Right. My
and
assignment is coming to a close, but in parallel, I'm getting ready to become a full-time blog builder and get into internet marketing.
okay, you as a hobby, you do real estate investing.
Correct.
You have a master's in business administration.
That's right.
So you're not starting this with no experience.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not new to marketing. I do have a background managing, multi-million dollar product lines, so I do have an understanding of how to get products positioned, marketed, and built and sent into the marketplace. But with all that background, internet marketing is still quite different. And so I did get into the subject and devour it in the past year, actually. And now that my current assignment is coming to an end, I'm starting to get more aggressive in building niche sites that I can monetize.
Okay, I wanted to talk about that because I think it's important that people understand this isn't, I mean, what I'm teaching you to do in hiring people in the Philippines to do your work for you isn't like a 1 hour solution to all of your problems, right? I mean, this is something where
Right.
you had experience in the past in managing people. You have some experience in marketing, which is, different than internet marketing. I'm very different, but you still had some experience, right? And
Right.
what you're doing with this is a business.
Correct.
It's a business. So, and then I know that we've talked about, you and I talked about the first person you hired was actually intended to help your real estate business. And I don't
Right.
want to get into that a ton, but that's how you got started. You hired someone to work in your real estate business, in your investing business, to maybe make phone calls, to follow up on leads, to help you generate leads, to do emailing, whatever, right?
Right, to do all the busy work. We all get a lot of busy work in any business that we have, and the last thing you want to do is get caught up in that busy work. You want to be doing the work that is going to be what I call like a more sophisticated sell, or you want to be talking to JV partners. You want to be deciding the niches that you're going into. You don't want to be sitting there posting and doing social bookmarking yourself.
Right. Okay, good. So after that, I want to answer one more question before we talk about who you actually hired and how you did it. But you said something just a couple minutes ago about you're focusing on this mass production strategy, whatever.
Right.
And having talked to you before about this, I love what you are doing in terms of you did some research, you figured out what you're doing or what exists out there online. You read a bunch of information, you synthesized it, you understood it, and then you picked one strategy to stick with and implement, and you're working through it.
Right.
And I know that one is kind of a combination of Joel Peterson's stuff that I've talked about quite a bit, and then you've
Right.
added to it a bunch of other things that John Reese information, Ed Dale information, Michelle McPherson information, whatever, right?
And your information. Yeah.
And okay.
Yeah.
I love that you read a whole bunch, studied a whole bunch, understood a whole bunch, put it all together, and you said, this is how I want to tackle this business of mine. This is my business that I'm going to do, right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah, I built it, you know, similar to the way, you know, I would build an iPhone, for example, you know, being, you know, recalling from previous product manager days. And so, you know, essentially what you want to do is create a manufacturing line of people. If building blogs is going to be your business, for example, which it is mine, you're going to want to build a manufacturing line of people who need to do the busy work for you to make that happen. And so it was important to understand the different types of people that you needed. And so, you know, let's think about the different types of needed to build blogs. You would need someone who could install the blog for you, program it, get it up and running, put the content on it for you. So you would need a blog builder. You would need to...
Which you have, right?
Which I have. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I do have a blog builder that I've given, you know, videos from, you know, sources from you and from some other places on how to, including Joel Peterson's videos and how to build blogs. So I've just basically given that information to the VA to take it and go off and build blogs. And that's what he does.
Okay, so one person you have builds blogs for you, because, and this is a question I get all the time, is who do I hire? What who do I hire first? And I guess before I even say that, I guess I want to hear your result. In how long have you been working on this blog building strategy?
I've been working on it now for probably about 6 weeks.
6 weeks. How many blogs or websites have your guys successfully built?
Since I've brought that blog builder on in the past 4 weeks, we've built 6 sites.
You built 6 sites in the last 4 weeks. Okay, so that's a pretty good indication of what is capable, what is possible with this. Because that's another question that I very often get is, how long is it going to take for them to get up to speed with this?
Right,
well,
right.
If you're – and I don't have a good answer to that, because I've been doing this for 3 years where my guys have been with me for that long. I don't remember how long it took them to learn the first time. But from you, within 6 weeks, you have put up 6 sites.
Right. And the last – I might add that the last 3 sites went up within a week and a half.
Okay.
So the run rate is now showing that – you know, I'm assuming that within 2 months I will be able to get, you know, 2 to 3 sites up a day.
Okay. So from start to productive, you're assuming within 2 months from starting, you should be able to build 2 to 3 sites a day using a couple different methods. Joel Peterson's mini site formula method is the main model around this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So 2 to 3 sites a day, and I know that it's probably too early to tell income from those sites, but I will tell you from my experience, they will make you money.
Great. I'm betting on it.
Okay. So then obviously the first person you hired to do that, or one of the people you have, is a blog builder, and what does he do?
Well, he essentially takes a blog build sheet that I give him, and a blog build sheet is an Excel spreadsheet that I've created that gives him the title of the blog. It gives him the URL that I've gotten, the domain name that I've secured and registered. It gives him the cPanel user ID, the password, any other you know, login details that are required. And then it gives a list of the target keywords and the tags, because I'm, you know, using a blog. And essentially with those keywords, what he's going to do is use those keywords as categories. So those keywords now will become my categories. And those categories are going to be pulling in auto-generated content from various different sources and optimize that content for those keywords. And those keywords have been researched to be, you know, the type of keywords that are, you know, profitable and have a good amount of competition, not too much competition, but a good amount of competition and a good amount of traffic. So essentially what I look for is keywords that are, and I know you have guidelines around this, but very similar guidelines, you know, at least 80 to 100 hits a day, no more than a couple of 100,000 competing pages, low URL, low keyword and title pages, and then taking your recent keyword blog post and using some of the competition data from MSN and you know, crunching those keywords through there. So I give him then the list of keywords. After that, I list the plugins. The plugins are just an assorted set of WordPress plugins that will further optimize the blog and will also help with rotating ads, will help with getting feeds from the affiliate products into the blogs and presented to people to help monetize the blog. And he gets that blog build sheet and basically just goes in to cPanel, goes into Fantastico, installs the blog, uploads the theme, the preferred theme that we're using, the WordPress theme, uploads the plugins into the plugins folder, and then he's activating the plugins, configuring the plugins, porting in all the content, and the blog's up.
So he's building a pretty well automated website for you that you're not going to deal with in the future.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I may from time to time insert through a plugin, you know, text files that would be post-dated that may contain some articles and some unique information. And certainly we'll be tracking it through, you know, tracking
right.
plugins
sure.
For effectiveness. And that's really it.
Okay, awesome. Who's the next person you have?
The next person I have is the person that comes after the blog builder, which is the what I call the promotions person. I actually gave them a title of SEO, search engine optimization. But that person essentially promotes that particular blog or money site. And so that person then takes it a step further, and they build Web 2.0 properties. And those Web 2.0 properties could be, you know, lenses, hub pages, wet paints, you know, whatever the hot, high PR ranking Web 2.0 sites are that are out there. Using some, ideas from some of the gurus out there that talk about which different Web 2.0 properties are good. And then in addition to that, she will social bookmark not only those Web 2.0 properties, but the main money site as well. And then in addition to that, we'll do some unique things, like maybe go to some classified sites. And then one other thing that SEO person does that, John, I actually did not mention to you, but is extremely important, is this person actually is very creative. A lot of folks that I talk to in the Philippines know how to use Photoshop. They know how to create videos. Right. For some reason, I think their colleges give them like a class in this or something, because I see it on their resumes. And the great thing about it is they're really good at it. Like, I stink at making video. I mean, if you saw one of my videos, you'd be laughing, but I stink at it, you know. But they're so creative. Like, different cultures have a great way of looking at photography in general. And so I find that their culture has a very nice way of looking at photography. So now I have that person as part of my promotions create videos through like Animoto or whatever other, you know, preferred video methods you might use in your Replace Myself. And then they take that site and promote it in the methods that I've just given them. So that's all they're doing, is they're just promoting stuff. But in the meanwhile, they're creating all these backlinks to my money site, to my blog site. And then I pull the RSS feeds from all of that stuff, and I just create this huge web out there.
Now, you didn't do that. I mean, you said I do, but your people have instructions for how to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so this was interesting as we talked about this, because you know, you're using Joel Peterson's method combined with other people's information that you've gathered, and this was what you were describing to me was almost step by step the training that people get as members of Replace Myself, right?
Right.
And it's training not for you, it's training for your guys that you hire in the Philippines. I mean, it's training on how to do the mini net that you're talking about, on how to do social bookmarking and social networking, and how to properly use it to promote a website. It's training on how to do hub pages and Facebook and MySpace and Squidoo. And it's training on how to do directory submissions and how to do article marketing and how to do video marketing. And funny that you say it, because one of the things that I suggest in the video marketing training is use Animoto.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, and also, you know, you can't just send them, like, a lot of people think, oh, I'll just go into Basecamp and, you know, shoot an email to my VA and boom, they'll be up and running. Well, if the VA has been with you for a couple of years, I could see maybe somebody doing that for you. And I'm certain that you have that experience in reading a lot of your blog posts. But what I've experienced with the VAs is they will get up to speed much more quickly if you show them. If you give them like a PDF tutorial or you give them a video, they love videos. And who wouldn't? I mean, videos are just a great way to learn, at least for me. And you know, if you give them those videos and you give them those tutorials and you say, okay, you know, today you're going to watch this, 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 and this, and this, then you're going to do this, then you're going to do this, then you're going to follow the instructions in video A, then you're going to promote it with video B and blah, 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 blah. By the time you look in your inbox the next morning, it's done. It's done. And yet it takes time to create those tutorial videos. So, I mean, I could see Replace Myself offering a very quick way to get your VA up to speed with that.
Right. This is exactly why I did it, because that's the process and that's the pain I've been through. And I see other people like you, where I know that you learned about Replace Myself before it was clear what it was. And so, you know, Replace Myself was somewhat of an accident for me. It was never, I never intended it to be what it is, but I realized very quickly the training that I have given to my guys over the years is really, really valuable and really helpful in getting them up to speed, because you're right. Just hiring someone and saying, go do video marketing for me, it doesn't work.
No, you can't do it.
You have to explain it. And so I've explained it, and then that's available. So, okay. You have three people working on these sites. What's the third person and what are they doing?
Well, the third person is a VA. I call her a general VA, but she actually does some of the keyword research. So basically, like, when you create a product, you have to, you know, you have to think about it, you have to conceive it, and then the second thing you have to do is hire the engineers to build it, and then the third thing you have to do is promote it. I mean, that's kind of classic marketing 101. Well, in internet marketing, it's not much different, right? You have to conceive it, which means you have to do the niche market research and figure out what your keywords are. And so I have her do some of that initial keyword crunching, I call it. The reason why I call it crunching is because I don't just necessarily say to her, okay, go to Google Top Trends and figure out the top 10 trends and then do keyword research. I mean, I could in time once she learns how to do the steps. What I do is I figure out the top trends. That's not where I go, but I'm just using it as an example that the gurus like to use. So you go to top trends and you say, oh, the top 10 trends. And then you figure out, I want to go after dog training trend, to use a famous John Jonas example. And then you give it to your VA and you say, okay, you know, now you're going to use, you know, keyword Google tools and get, you know, 100 cinnamons, and then you're going to take those cinnamons and you're going to, you know, put it into some other tool, and here's how to use that tool, and you give them the video on how to use that tool, and then you say, okay, now we're going to use the MSN. What is that MSN tool called again, John?
The commercial intent tool.
The commercial intent. So then you've already done the video on the commercial intent, so you say, here, watch this video, and then you give them the download link if you're allowing people to give it away, and then you say, here, load this up and use it and figure out the commercial intent of that top Google, of the dog training keyword. And so I give that to her, because if you don't prime the pump, classic sales terminology, if you don't prime the pump, in other words, if my guys don't have keywords, if my blog builder doesn't have keywords, he can't build a blog, because if he doesn't have a domain name, how is he going to put a blog on it, right? So if I don't prime the pump and have my one VA doing my keyword crunching while I'm giving her some niche ideas to research, and I don't prime that pump every day, then my blog builder sits around, you know, figuring out what he's supposed to do. He can't build blogs. And then my whole manufacturing line goes down. So you've got to have people in your manufacturing line that are helping you with the conceptual stuff and doing the busy work, helping you with the blog building stuff, meaning they're your engineers building the product, and then helping you with the promotion stuff, meaning they're doing the busy work on promoting your product.
Awesome. I mean, I think you have just answered lots of questions that people have. How long does it take to get people up to speed? What kind of people do I need to have? What do they do for me? What are they doing? And then the question that I think people often forget about is the training. You've got to train people,
and
whether you train them through replacemyself.com, through your membership there, through all of the training that I've given to my guys, or you train them by being a member of lots of other things and giving them all those trainings, you've got to train them. And just so you know, Lisa, I'll tell you this from my experience, the longer you have those people with you, which is just a matter of how long do you care to run this business, because they'll never leave you. The longer you have them, the less you will do. with them. Because it is amazing how having someone for a year and now what tasks you can give that person with zero training, and they'll figure it out because they've had so much training from you in the past and they understand things. Where now, you know, for example, I tell my people, I want to start a business doing ebooks. And so they will go out and do all the research and say, here are the topics we think are good. And I'll say, I want to have an ebook written on this. And they'll say, oh, here's the book, but I also think that you made a mistake here, and we need to insert your affiliate links into this.
Exactly.
Right?
That happened actually just the other day, where the VA that I've had the longest came back to me and said, you know, I didn't think something was correct, so I went out and researched it, and I came back with some ideas, and I did this, and I hope it's okay. Well, it was totally correct, and I completely overlooked it, and I couldn't believe that she went out and spent, you know, her overtime looking up this information just to make her task be correct. It's
right.
Really amazing how they do that.
And that is not an uncommon experience. It's amazing. And this is why I talk so much about going to the Philippines. It's culturally different than anywhere else in the world, and it makes your life so much easier. So, thank you so much. I mean, I think this has been really good. Do you have anything else that you want to add to this? Anything else? I mean, anything that you – any particular experience or outsourcing tips or that you have that you would want to pass on?
Just really look at this as a business. Make sure that every night – and, you know, we all get tired. This business can take a few hours extra a day than we all anticipate, because every business takes a little bit of time to build it. But it gets less and less. But every night, make sure that before you leave that you've set your VA up for 2 days' work. Don't set them up for 1 day's work. Set them up for 2 days of work. And that takes a little extra time. Make sure you've sent them that extra video. Make sure you've pointed them to a link that maybe has a downloadable that they need. Make sure you've sent out a reply or a critique on something they might have done, because maybe they missed one little thing. And if you don't write it that night, you'll forget it the next day, and then it'll never be done. So make sure that you give them always 2 days of work and set the queue. Set their work queue up for 2 days of work. Because if you set their work queue up for 1 day of work, you know, you might not be getting as much productivity out of them. The nice thing is the next morning you may get busy and things may happen in your life and whatever. And then all of a sudden you're scrambling to try to make sure that, you know, you've got your VA with an assignment that day. So my recommendation would be, you know, treat this like a business and all the things that go with that. Second recommendation would be give your VAs 2 days of work. If you give them 3 or 4 days of work, that's fine. But at least give them 2 days of work all the time.
That is good advice. So now I have some recommendations for you to help you in your business, Lisa. And I think other people will benefit from this too.
Okay.
As you are deciding on topics, give your people a general idea of what you want and then let them decide on the topics.
Okay.
Give them access to your GoDaddy account where you're buying your domains, if you're buying at GoDaddy, wherever it is, and have them show them how to buy domains for you so that you don't have to do it.
Okay.
And so they can set up the domains for you, and one of you, the person who's doing the research, can select the domain, buy the domain, and send it on to your blog builder.
So that
gets done without you being involved at all. You are removing yourself from the information flow.
Great. Okay.
And then also I would cross train all three of them on how to do all of those tasks. I know that in the past it has typically been something where people purposefully try and avoid teaching people too much, because then they're going to go off and do it on their own. You're not going to experience that here.
Okay.
If you will cross train, the more people know about what other people are doing, the easier they make other people's work, and the more productive they all become, and especially as they work together on stuff. So
interesting. Okay, sure.
I've had that experience lots of times. So, and then also information sharing becomes better, and you can say, you know, if you have a problem, or if you need access to something, go ask them first, because they know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ask my other guys first, because they have access. They have the passwords. They have the knowledge. Go ask them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it just removes yourself one step further from the information flow.
Great. Okay. I like that idea. I especially like that idea about going to GoDaddy. We do use GoDaddy, going to GoDaddy and doing the domain research, because that does take me some time. It does pull me away from other things that I'm concentrating on. So I think I will introduce that into the workflow, fairly soon.
Good.
Yeah.
Also, just so you know, Inside of Replace Myself is how my guys buy my domains, because that took me a couple tries, because you can't just give them your credit card with GoDaddy, because GoDaddy will reject it because their IP address is in the Philippines. So,
interesting. Anyway. Okay.
Thank you very much, Lisa. I hope this has been helpful to people. And if you have a similar story to what Lisa is, please contact me and let me know, because I'd love to talk to you about your successes and how you're succeeding with outsourcing your life. So, again, thank you. And this has been John Jonas. I hope this has been helpful to you.